Like, you at least got to be there like a year or two and get a little clout under your belt or something.
Baby, I was possessed.
Look, Dan bought her the Lambo and, like, said it was for their anniversary or some shit.
God damn.
Ain't it.
Oh. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
OMG.
Welcome back to the Kelly Show podcast, episode number 5. And today, I have the Justice League of podcasters in the building. I'm excited. Today is an exciting day.
Yeah, can we be the Avengers or some shit?
Wait. No, when did the Justice League die?
Who was it that died in the movie? They all died in that movie. I'm not.
They did not.
No, you thinking? I think you thinking about the damn.
You thinking about Avengers?
I'm thinking
about
it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. No,
they ain't really dead though.
Yeah, I need to get. See, I'm not. I need to get up on the comic book. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do. We're not the Avengers with you. We're the Justice League. Okay, we're in DC realm right now. But of course, let me introduce my co-host. I'm not giving you
I still
intro.
Don't have an intro, so don't.
No,
yeah.
I'm not giving you one. Like, I be trying, but you're not worthy of my energy with that type of shit.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's cool, Eric.
It is cool, Eric. I'll be giving him, like,
but the funny thing is,
intros.
You just had a talk with him about, like, hey, not coming at you.
I mean,
but see, this is when Eric be on that bullshit.
I be on bullshit?
Yeah.
Nah, I owe you from last podcast. All last right. podcast, I was pretty nice to your ass. And I was like, you know what? This one, man, I'm going to have to give it back to him. I'm going to have to. I had no other choice.
Dude,
the people have listened. The people are like, you know what, Eric? Do what the fuck you got to do. Little light-skinned nigga always talking shit to you. We'll talk some shit back.
All right.
Today's the day.
Okay. All right. Don't get sensitive.
I won't. Already. Man, oh, shit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I didn't know that was energy in there.
I feel an energy shift in the room.
See, I be trying to chill, but Eric, I don't know.
You need to burn some sage.
Eric had like a bad breakup like a few weeks ago, a couple months ago.
Ooh,
he kind
of
been on edge ever since then. I think you're a little, like, you know, a little heartbroken right now.
Shit to do with shit, okay?
We need to do some meditation before we start.
We might. But no, so, of course, I have my notorious co-host, She Will for Will. Will, say what's up to the people.
What's good, people? What's up?
We'll work on it. And then, of course, I have my best friend in the world with me today. What do we want to call you today? What are we gonna say? We're gonna call you Cam. We're gonna call you Camille. What should the people know your name is on this podcast for today?
You can call me Camille because I feel like everybody in the room knows me as Camille. I'm here as my regular self.
Okay.
She be giving fake names.
I mean,
that really means.
No, I go by Cam a lot when I'm talking.
Yeah, low key that knows me as is like, yeah, I got about three more names.
I feel like
these fuck niggas get them aliens.
No. Y'all know me though. Know me. If you know me, I think people call me by my real name. But
yeah.
People who don't know me call me Cam.
I ain't never called you Cam, but you know. Yeah. I didn't know which persona you wanted to go with today. You know, you got to ask. And the brother with the most wisdom in the room taught me everything that I know. Without him, this podcast, and plus some of my friends at Winthrop University, my start at Winthrop University probably wouldn't have began. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Conrad Hayes.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah, you're awesome.
A lot of energy.
It's a lot of energy. Yeah. And that's what we're coming with today.
I see.
Yes.
I see. I'm all in.
So let's go ahead and talk about this subject that I'm completely lost on about, well, it's not child pornography, but children were doing what on the bus?
Everybody
I was like, hold on,
like,
how did
whoa.
We get there?
The FBI will be in here.
I was like, okay, whoa, we left the R. Kelly shit like 2 weeks ago, but all right, continue.
Are we done?
Yeah, but, okay, we can come back to this R. Kelly thing. All right,
no, we not. No. Not today. we're not giving R. Kelly no more energy. B.
At a local elementary school, there was an incident where little girl was on the bus. Right, she's 5. Boy, maybe 6 or 7. Right.
Mm-hmm.
She pulls her pants down on the back of in the aisle of the bus, mm-hmm. and he licks her ass. Right. Okay. So, with that being said, right, the next day, right, the little girl who has two moms, they called in to the school after they had filed a police report, and right, and they get in the office, and yeah.
Lesbians are gonna have their daughter have some man licking their
ass. There's a board meeting, and the adults in the room, and the parents have left, and this is the question. Okay, uh-huh. mm-hmm. whose fault is it? Is it the bus driver? Is it the parents? Or is it the kids?
So I'm gonna say it is
because as a taxpayer, right?
Oh my god!
Let me set a stage. As a taxpayer, mm-hmm. something has to happen, right?
Why like somebody needs to be accountable. Why does anything have to happen? Their children.
Our kids can't have sex on buses. That's not gonna work.
Sex mm-hmm. wasn't had. Licking of an ass was.
Oral sex. I mean, that is. Kind
yeah, of yeah, yeah. That's that's close. Hold on. That's close enough.
Technically, it has to be a sex organ for it to be.
Oh man.
Technically, to be of oral sex.
Really. So,
think about it. Like oral sex, you have to be on somebody else's genitals licking of asses.
Why do you have these definitions just to like ready?
Webster didn't say that, homie.
I don't think.
No way.
I don't.
Let's look.
I mean, you can look it up, but what I'm saying.
So nobody's at fault.
I don't think anybody is at fault.
No suspension. They just keep going to school like nothing happened.
Let me finish.
Okay.
So I just think that nobody's fault. Kids are still curious, and guess what? Kids are even more curious now than they were 20 years ago because of how the world has changed. Just like everything else is speeding up, including innovation, all that other good stuff, the way that children think. They're not saying they're smarter than us, but for this day and age, they just can do a lot more than we could. And that is one of those things. They're innocent. Now, you do need to talk to your kids about, that's not appropriate. But also punish them how you need be, but I don't think anybody else needs to be punished. The only people that are at fault technically are these kids that did it. Who else should be at fault?
I would like to chime in and say that your anus does count as oral sex.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I stand corrected. Anus and licking of ass is oral sex for anybody listening.
I already knew that. So it's nobody's fault and all is well because kids will be kids and they will lick ass.
I didn't. I'm saying these are they are children.
Okay.
They are innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
they were.
Children are curious human beings. They are the most curious human beings on the earth.
I agree.
Some people forget that children are human beings for some reason. Talk to your kids. Punish your children and keep it moving.
So what should the punishment be then? I think that's what he's asking.
Wash their mouth out with soap.
You're talking about you think that they should be punished from a parent standpoint, but
yes.
The school should take no action.
Oh.
That's
okay.
What he's talking
so
about.
Talking
who's
about
to blame school-wise?
School-wise, who's to blame? I mean, still these kids, I mean, you're licking ass. I mean, you get, you
I
know.
Agree. I think the kids should be penalized.
So, I mean, you know, a couple of days off school.
Give them a little, like,
3 days,
three to 5 days or something.
But yeah.
And I think you also got to take into account for all the other kids that witnessed that. So now they're at such a young, they've been exposed.
Right.
You got adults that don't see that kind of shit, right?
That
don't even get busy like that. You got to go. You can't come back on the bus.
Right.
I think they should be suspended.
You got
to
go.
Because you have to make a precedent and be like, look, you just can't do this.
Right,
because
now they're
going to
be like, oh, what
is
this?
But you know what? That's a good punishment, too. Just you can't be on the bus for the rest of the year.
I think you kick him out of that school.
The school?
That's extreme.
Because you got to, partially the parents are to blame. Like 9 times out of 10, they probably, kid that age, they see stuff and then they mimic it.
People that got caught having sex in high school did not get expelled from school forever.
Not forever. Like, you can go back to school. You can probably even stay in that same district, but you need to go to a different school. That way you penalize the parents too, because now you take their convenience away that you got to go to a. You know what I mean?
Unless they had got caught licking ass before. I don't crazy. Think you should just up and like expel them or kick them out of the school. Like,
I don't know, man.
Okay.
It's a first time thing.
Okay, moving on. Next subject. Going into some entertainment news. In the world today, Chris Brown earlier this week was accused of rape in Paris. He was arrested and he was released because homegirl said, "Hey, it didn't happen and I lied." This culture of lying on men for what, I don't even know what her motive was, because she didn't get a dime. But
name.
Huh?
Attention.
Like, name. I don't even know her name. That's
clout.
Nope. Oh my God. Clout. We got rid of that word in 2018. And for those that haven't listened to episode 3 of the recap, go back. We got rid of that word. But
clout.
Mm-hmm. It was overused in 2018. Niggas didn't even know how to spell it. Nevertheless, know what it meant. So he was like, get rid of it. Done.
Okay.
Throw the whole word away. But nah, so what do y'all think should have happened to this woman? Like, seriously.
Well, he said he's suing her, though, so.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I just think there should be a law if you're going to lie on somebody like that.
There is.
That's
it's libel.
It's a libel.
Yeah, it's libel, defamation.
Defamation of character. There's a lot of things that she could be charged with. He just has fresh charges, and he is, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he said he was.
Yeah,
he posted, like, a few hours after it happened, he posted, like, on Instagram, a picture that said this bitch lying, so
you know
he just got straight to the shit.
Oh man, that's so Chris, direct.
Like, I was like, damn, I hope she's lying, cause you coming kind of hard right now.
I mean, Chris Brown been doing that for forever. He's Chris Brown.
Like, yeah, he has a reputation, so I guess she was.
I don't know though. The bigger issue though is that you live in a world now where all it takes is allegations to ruin your entire life.
Your entire life.
She
wasn't
ruining nothing for Chris Brown though.
But still, though, man, it's just allegations to do it, man. That's all it takes.
With this, look, cause think about it. If Chris Brown, if people actually believed him, if people actually went with what she said, his life has already been through the ruins.
It's not surprising. It wouldn't have been surprising
that he raped somebody.
I would agree.
It wouldn't have.
It's not surprising that Chris Brown raped somebody.
He's a deviant.
It wouldn't.
Oh my God!
The fucking felon.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
He's a felon, right? I'm not tripping.
Yeah,
felon.
Yeah. I think he's a felon.
He's a felon.
Oh, it's uncomfortable to dissociate the two.
No, it's not. Okay. That's what
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh.
He's a felon.
I mean,
he can't vote because he's a felon. He's a felon.
It would be
he
like,
can't go
damn.
Buy a gun. He's a felon. Like, he's a real life felon.
Yeah.
Come here. What
I mean, he has a history of a lot of shit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Rape.
That's what I'm saying. I don't really feel like, even though it is messed up, I'm not saying that this is okay what this girl did. It is messed up, but is it really defamation of character?
Y'all.
Yeah, if you say somebody raped you yeah
that's a different kind of hate. People can hate you, but you rape somebody, and I'm like, nigga, I hate you.
Like,
right.
He already beat the fuck out of somebody. And that was Nash, and she's a superstar. You raping people?
That's hate.
That's hate. Ain't he already crazy over Karrueche with the whole
ball
on her and shit?
Maybe raping
Karrueche.
See that shit right there.
Maybe who?
You see what I'm saying?
You got to stop.
30 niggas just went to jail. 30 niggas just went to jail because of that.
I'm just saying, I would not be surprised at all. That would not be like, oh my gosh. No, I would never be surprised. I would not be surprised by that.
Stop. That's, you know what? Right there. The thing that you just said. That's it. The generalization of men. Right there. You know?
Wow. That's Trump energy, man.
Chris Brown's a man. Yeah. He's a dog. You know what? I can lie. Because men are dogs.
I'm not saying what she did was right. What I'm saying is I would not be surprised if it was true.
Well, you know what? Before we get so deep into that, because this is a whole nother podcast, we will definitely have you back for this episode. Because I definitely want like a Mars versus Venus
thing. What's the episode going to be?
I don't know, man. But this shit's good. It's good. I feel
rape?
No.
think sexual assault
is
better.
No, we're not going to be talking about rape.
Okay, okay, that's where I was like,
man, this has been heavy these first
two. Okay. You brought up the first story.
He did.
I guess since it's my show, so moving on, Ariana Grande is getting a lot of backlash.
So you said she's going to leave it right there.
Just leave it there.
Just to clarify, we will not be talking about rape on any episode of the Kelly Show podcast. Man. Just for our listeners to be.
I just wanted to make sure.
Because, you know, why would you even do that? You're a permanent part of the show. Why would you put that out there? That's what she was talking about, though. See, this is why your mic gets turned off. Right there. Shit like this. You just allegations, just letting shit go.
I was confused.
And I got to explain shit. Because
she was like, men be raping people. Then I was like, and then a couple seconds later, you was like, oh, yeah, we going to do a show on this.
Raping people.
I was like, yeah, Eric, I'm going to call out that show. Yeah, I ain't going to be on that one.
Okay, we're done. We're definitely not going to be talking about rape anymore. Oh. So, lighter news. Ariana Grande, she's getting a lot of backlash for dipping into the pool of black music. Her new single, Seven Rings, she was a lot.
Big Soldier.
Big Draco.
Never mind, I don't want to talk about it no more.
No, that's about.
That's the goat,
cause
man.
I don't want to talk about Soulja Boy no more. I'm tired of talking about Soulja.
Well, let's talk about 2 Chainz and her ripping him off. Let's talk about that.
That is true. That was a pink trap house.
That was a pink trap.
So, is Ariana Grande, what is she? What's her ethnicity?
Is she black?
Mariah Carey biracial too, but we
but
claim
she's not
her.
Biracial.
Yeah.
She's not biracial.
What is she?
White.
Oh, white.
White.
That's a strong W.
Caucasian.
White. That's okay. I didn't know that.
White.
She's just a white girl.
She's a white girl.
Whose funeral was that Italian she was performing president. At or singing at?
Aretha Franklin.
So they let the white girl?
Hold on. First of all, because the white girl got soul. Let's not do that. She can blow.
She can blow. She can sing.
So she's invited to the cookout?
Yes, but then again.
And then y'all going to take her invite back.
If the race war starts so tomorrow, I don't want Ariana Grande.
Okay, No, the reason why she got invited because Aretha Franklin wanted her there. Like, she got the invite from Aretha. Aretha planned out her own funeral, y'all. Like, Aretha invited Ariana Grande.
Auntie could have checked with somebody before you invited the white girl, man.
What do you mean? She should have checked why she had so many outfit changes. You know how many outfit changes Aretha Franklin had at her own funeral? Listen, I'm sorry. Exactly. That could have changed.
That's neither here nor there. I just want to let the world know that Ariana Grande is, in fact, a white woman. She's not black.
I thought she was
She's not biracial.
Yeah,
she's not Hispanic. Yeah. She's white.
Right. But people are really snapping at the fact that she's just like, you know what, now all of a sudden it's so convenient for her to be black or take the, you know, the element of hip-hop. And I'm just like, Ariana Grande has always had an element of hip-hop. Like, her first single in general literally has Not a Player No More by Big Pun. That's the sample of the entire song. But she's worked with so many rappers. She's done so many things with so many
I thought
black
she was about
producers.
To say she's done so many rappers, now, but my bad. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. No, I mean, she's only done what, two, right? Two.
That we know of.
Okay, that's cool. True. I mean.
But you know, white folks been like.
I resent that.
Been ripping off.
Well, this doesn't have to do with anything about her having sex with somebody, okay? This has to do with her being blackfish, okay?
Yes, okay. So
hold on. She's a what?
Camille said, get back on subject, bitches. Okay? We're not having this.
That was sexist for us to have to talk about people that she's had sex with.
I mean, I wasn't saying that.
That's a fact.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm just saying. Why me and always got to bring up.
No, but I was saying. That to say it's like she associates with rappers or people in the culture. That's what I meant.
I'm just saying this to say she's perpetrating.
I'm sure she's a very nice girl.
She's letting people assume that she is a person of color, which she is not.
Me personally, I have to disagree.
Eric was today years old when he found out that Ariana Grande was not black. Okay,
Grande, but that's a that could have been a common mistake.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, ever since Chuck Berry and Elvis Presley, they've been doing that.
But my thing about it is though, it's like, you know, people are really reaching when it comes to insulting her about it, because it's not like she came in the game and that wasn't her MO, you know?
It wasn't
like
her MO to be rapping, though.
Yep.
Can I finish?
So what I'm saying is there are a lot of But what I'm saying is, out of all artists that have ever taken elements of hip hop that aren't in hip hop, she's literally started off like that her whole career.
Why can she not? Not that I care. I haven't even heard the song, but why can't she do that?
That's what I'm saying.
I like Ariana Grande. I don't think I like things that she's a good artist, but I'm saying I'm an advocate for the people. People is mad because she's capitalizing off of looking black, being a culture appropriator. That's what people are mad about.
See, that whole appropriation thing.
Her dictation on the song sounds a lot like a lot of other rappers' dictation on their songs. Like, she, the way she's rapping sounds kind of like Soulja Boy, Pretty Boy Swag.
I still don't hear it. But
yeah, but people take other people's flows all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
so
true.
So black rappers can take, can bite off of black rappers and white people can't.
Yeah.
I think, because for me,
there's so much blending of genres. And it's just like, hip hop literally is the biggest genre at the moment. Yeah. And hip hop has gone above and beyond reaching out to other genres and making them a part of hip hop. So I don't see the problem
with
hip hop.
But hip hop is pop now. Like, rap, trap,
it really
is pop music.
Like, Migos winning AMAs for being the best group. Like, best group. We're talking about, they were in the same category as fucking, what is it? What's their names? I can't remember their name. Five something of Summers, but I like the group. But
what?
Yes. Like, they're in the same group. Different genres. That's crazy to me. But that's growth. And I think people really miss that element. Because I know there are a lot of other things with, you know, the whole blackfishing, and she got darker, and she's trapped.
Charlamagne,
you know,
got lighter.
She looks really, yeah.
That ain't had nothing to do with
it. Oh,
nothing.
My God.
Let me pull up this picture.
It says Charlamagne got lighter. I hate you.
I mean, you know, but in her defense, you know, maybe in the video, I hadn't seen the video. Maybe I should watch that.
I mean, she was darker in the
maybe
video.
Maybe the light was just hitting her a certain way, or maybe she got a tan.
It was intentional.
She looked real Hispanic at Aretha Wedding.
Hold on.
I'm about to look her. I don't think she's purely white.
She is Italian.
Oh, okay.
So
she got a little, you know.
No, that's not. Italians are white.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't even like black people.
She look a little pale in that first picture.
This is her. This is her on Disney Channel. This is her now.
Oh, yeah, Eric.
First of all, it's Nickelodeon.
Eric, no. That's like five pigments different.
Hold on,
I'll check it out.
Wait,
okay,
my
see that one?
We're still missing. You're missing
Perry J-Lo.
I'm not talking.
Okay, she might be darker than you in that picture.
Yeah,
she is darker than her in that picture.
Yeah, but, that picture, she definitely is.
What I'm saying is
wild.
The element of music. I'm not talking about her doing anything else.
The music.
I'm talking about the. Oh my goodness. I'm talking about the element of music and how she incorporates hip hop into her whole persona in music. And I'm just like, we're not going to do that. I don't feel like it's
right.
Christina Aguilera did do it first. Like, I'm a genie. Shoo.
But she wasn't invited to the cookout.
She wasn't invited to the cookout.
She wasn't rapping.
She wasn't rapping, but I mean, she does sound like she does have a lot of soul.
She does have a lot of soul.
You know what? If we're gonna say anybody like originally did that shit, we're gonna say Pink. Pink sounded like that's her first single. She that's sounded true. Like a black woman.
I think she might be invited to the cookout though.
Oh, Pink definitely.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? That's different.
The thing about it is, if Pink ain't invited to the cookout, she just kicked down the door and coming in her damn self.
She had a couple hits too.
I don't know about all that.
I think she's that cool. I love Pink.
I like Pink too. I'm just saying.
I just think it's A-okay.
She got to come with somebody.
You think it's A-okay for white people to just take elements of black people's music and use it in the pop forum to advance themselves?
Exactly. That's precisely what
you said. I see what you're getting at. Kind of like the Miley Cyrus shit.
Yeah.
But see, I feel like with Miley Cyrus, like when she was doing that, she went like extra ratchet or extra crazy with it. Then
to make it to discredit it, like so people know.
Right. Then the
she was wearing Jordans.
Then after that, she was like, "Oh, well, I don't really like rap. It's degrading and it's offensive and da da da."
That was the
retarded thing.
She had to get back over the fence.
Right. And then,
I was like, "Yo, you had a whole song with Juicy J. What the fuck is you talking about?"
She was doing a lot of drugs too. Juicy J does a lot of hard drugs.
Yeah.
She's ridiculous. She's ridiculous. I would be mad if I was
health as well.
Definitely,
Juicy,
if
man.
I was too chain.
Put the cup down.
Yes.
Like.
I doubt 2 Chainz cares though. He did
say something about it. It was more of a laughable thing.
She has a whole pink trap house in her video.
But that's like, you know.
The question is, did he have that copyrighted?
The trap house? I'm pretty sure. Because I mean, the actual trap house is still.
It
in
doesn't
Atlanta.
Say trap house on it.
I guess I'm just like, what? That looks like what's the line between like being influenced by somebody and like just biting them
the
or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, on the Ariana Grande video? Yeah. No, it doesn't say trap on it. Yeah. So I'm saying his house.
It just looks exactly the same.
Yeah, I wonder if he copyrighted like the name and the likeness.
Right,
like,
I wonder if he got a check from that because she should have cut him a check for that.
For all we know, shit, there might be a remix coming. 2 Chainz, Soulja Boy,
and Ariana Grande.
And also,
I'm with it.
Because these people who listening to Ariana Grande bumping this song like this don't care about hip hop and don't have not heard none of them Soulja Boy songs or probably maybe don't even know what the Pink Trap House is.
Yeah.
So I have seen these little girls in Target today singing that song and I was like, wow.
This is life.
She was over there fucking appropriators.
I was just like, wow.
Goddamn gentrification.
This is so interesting.
Right. I don't know.
Taking our culture.
I got it. Or whatever she says. I was just like,
want it? I got it. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just
I didn't listen to, so I don't.
That's Eric shit. Eric, fuck this. I'm about to listen to this shit when I leave.
I really did like Thank You Next. But I didn't care for that same ring song.
Well, you know, Thank You Next speaks to our hearts personally. And then the video was phenomenal. So
what about the new Cole, man? How you feel about the new Cole that dropped?
Ooh. I need to listen to it more.
Okay.
I do need to listen to it more.
I only listened to one song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just came on my new music.
But everybody's
been, it was just one song.
Yeah, it's just one song.
Oh.
Yeah. But
I thought it might have been in project.
Yeah, everybody's been asking me my opinion about the new song, but I just haven't had the time to sit down and really dissect it like I usually do. Because even this morning,
it was aggressive.
I fuck with it though. I like aggressive Cole.
Yeah, I love it. But you know what's confusing? People ask me like, who is he talking about? He's talking about everybody.
Yeah.
Like I don't understand what he's confused with.
That's the thing.
Maybe it's just like a listener of hip hop or music that I get it, but.
Okay, so since you listen to it, break it down. Who's he talking about?
The whole premise is the whole concept of him being the middle child, right? Like he's older than the Uzi Verts and the Trash, and then he's still younger than Hov and Nas, and you know, maybe like Ross and UGK, whatever, right?
Right.
So he's in the middle, and it's just like, well, nobody wants to say it, but of that generation, it's really Cole, right? Like, who's the best? Who is it, Drake?
Drake, Kendrick, and Cole is like the three of that generation that, depending on what you care about, you're going.
When you're talking like pure hip hop, Drake can't be at the top of that list. He's crossed over so many times.
That's true, but
what's the barometer? Like, what's the scale? What's the metrics on who's the best?
I think
it's an opinion thing.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think part of it is sales, obviously. I think part of it is
sales.
Reach. I think part of it is, I don't know. It's
if that's what you're going by, sales and reach.
Lyricism, like delivery, it's all of it. I think
you
got to break down all of it because it's just sales.
I get that, but I just think we have to go back to the actual premises of what hip hop means. Hip hop is literally there to. It's a genre that changes and breaks down cultural barriers. Literally, that's what it was meant to do. So when it breaks down a barrier that goes into another genre, it's doing its job. It literally is oozing into everything. Everybody wants some sort of element. Like Maroon 5 done hooked up with Cardi B. In what world did you think when they released their first single, She Will Be Loved, in 2001, that they would be hooking up with Cardi B?
If you're making music that's pop, and because you might throw like 16 bars in the mix it in between the whole song and you're singing for most of it, that's not hip hop.
That's an element of hip hop.
Yeah, but it's not hip hop.
But what I'm saying is that's the purpose of hip hop. Literally, that is one of his purposes. And I feel like if we're going to say all that, Drake is still the GOAT. Drake is still the GOAT.
I can't argue with people who say that because I get what you're looking at. But to me, it's like, to me, I say Kendrick, and I think Cole is up there. It's just Cole doesn't, kind of what he was saying in the song, too, is like, he hadn't, Cole don't really put himself out there or, like, play the game. Like, Drake, Drake will do the real shit, then he gonna go do some pop shit, then he gonna do some, like, he gonna do a little bit of everything. But, like, Cole really has been putting out what he wants to put out without caring about what people think. But, like, kind of like listening to this song and like his last few features, it's like he's like, oh, okay, I hear niggas is like talking about, oh, Kendrick or Drake or whoever, but like, yeah, I can still don't do this forget, too, right? Yeah.
And that's what it was. It was a deliberate attack at everybody,
right?
Like, yo,
let me send you a reminder.
As an MC, I lost a lot of respect after the Pusha T thing. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I didn't really lose no.
Like him as an MC, like. Cause at one point I was like, you know, Drake is kind of nice. Like, you asked Drake to get in front of a mic and give you some bars. I was pretty confident, like, Drake could take just about anybody. Now I don't know. You know, if he don't have a couple hours to kind of, you know, do whatever he does. Drink a Sprite, work out, whatever.
Drink a Sprite. Shut up. I don't know. But you know what? Beyond all of this, you know who I was hoping that would be in this list?
Big Draco?
No.
Fuck
the king of internet. We're done with this. I
remember Soldier from MySpace days, man.
Bro,
I remember
Soldier.
We were all there.
Loki, exactly. If anybody would have had a Soldier watch, I figured it would be you.
No, it's not.
A Soldier. He has a watch.
He has a watch,
a smart watch,
and a gaming console. Oh, so yeah. When we get to this talk about black business, we got to talk about Big Draco.
How do you feel about DJ Academics in that show?
DJ Academics could have been kissed my ass. DJ Academics is difficult just to be difficult, even when he makes no sense. He just be talking straight ass, and I'd be like, you know what, bruh? You're stupid as fuck.
I don't understand how they get these people to come up there.
I don't either.
I think people go there just to like argue with them.
Because you know what?
They have banking though, don't they?
It's complex.
It's complex,
their
backing. Yeah. So that's
and
why.
For me, yeah, ever why. Since Joe Budden's been off the show, it just makes no sense. Because even Joe realizes when he can be stupid sometimes. It's just like Charlamagne, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth, but when I know the truth is that I don't have to argue with you about it, well, then the narrative is we need to be talking about what the agreement is and what we can grow from it. Yeah. Him, he's just always arguing and just be trying to get at niggas' necks.
I was catching up. Like, I was watching an episode with Nipsey Hussle, and he was trying to fuck with Nipsey about
game culture. I see that.
We don't fuck with Nipsey.
I'm just saying, that was just an example.
Yeah, fuck Nipsey.
I saw Soldier, obviously. Big Soldier was on there, and you know how that went. He came up there with that energy. Like, I want all
this. Hold on. Pause. Just pause. Damn, I didn't even get out who I wanted to say. Wale. Like, I really wanted Wale
I
fuck with Wale, and I be rooting for him so hard.
It's like,
he be here, and then it's like,
he be right. Like, him, there. Big Sean, Meek.
All of them.
Well, Meek is kind of, after that last album. Meek is kind of.
He did show a lot more.
He's still B+. He's not A tier.
He's definitely, tier B.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, Sean at the, Dark Sky.
But
Paradise.
See, Sean's last few projects been kind of weak, though.
Yeah, that last project wasn't as great as the other one. But still, Sean can deliver. So, yeah. And I mean, if you can body Drake on his own song, you get in my book.
I mean, he's a good MC, too, but it just depends
on... But then Kendrick bodied him on his own song.
I mean, it's like she was saying, like, you got to...
What song was that?
Are you counting? Like, what's the scale? Yeah,
you talking about Control? Or like?
Yeah. Whose song was that? I can't remember. Was it Sean?
That was Sean's song.
That was Sean's
honestly,
song?
That Kendrick verse kind of overrated, but that's another story for another day.
Oh.
Okay. Like, it was a good verse.
We're not going to bring that... We're not
but
gonna
it was like... It's kind of like if you, like... It's one of them shits, it sound good in the moment, but then if you go back and listen to it later, it's like, okay, it was cool, but...
Okay, I guess. So, now that we're talking about black people going, kind of, gonna backtrack to Ariana Grande and why people think she's, you know, black fishing, and we're gonna talk about today's topic. And today's topic is a whole bunch of fucking black fishing. And we're going to call it the black market. How corporations are making huge profits and capitalizing off of Black History Month. So, let me give you a little detail and background on how this conversation came up. And most of the time, most of my best ideas of a podcast topic come from Camille herself. We were just sitting around, we were talking. What were we talking about to get to the point about you, Target, and how they do the whole black thing?
I don't know where it came
from. Came from? Right. I can't remember. But
I don't know where it came from. But we were talking about Target doing a setup for Black History Month. And which I was conflicted about because I was like, is this dope or is this something that I should be offended by? I couldn't really.
Oh, that one at the Steel Creek is offensive.
Like,
it ain't even big
some
enough.
Some of them are.
So wait. So what is it?
Okay, so it's just like at the front of the store, like they have this thing where it's like they change out during the seasons, basically. Like sometimes there's nothing there, but then sometimes during holidays there's like some gifts over there.
Oh yeah, okay, I know.
I follow you.
And right now there's Black History Month stuff. Okay, but it's only in certain stores. Okay, for one.
So you say Black History Month stuff? What do you mean?
Like that's what I'm getting.
Black and mild.
Okay, so in some of the stores,
no bottle of hen.
It's like you know, like history stuff, like Martin Luther King book, okay. Something like that. Yeah. Cool. I'm like, cool, and that's cool. And it has some little shirts and things, and maybe like some head scarf type things, okay. Over there. Cool. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Some of the stores, it's just random black stuff over there, like cocoa butter, like a lot of hair products, like random CDs from like Snoop Dogg to Marvin Gaye, random stuff.
So yesterday I went to Target to go do.
They got Ariana Grande over there too.
They got
the seven rings.
But nah. So I went over there and they had the Love Jones DVD and Love and Basketball DVD. And I was like, what does that have to do with Black History Month?
Exactly.
But I was like, this literally has nothing to do with Black History Month at all. Now, there were certain things that were there that kind of had something to do with it. You know, there's a I Have a Dream booklet.
This is what they do. Just like McDonald's, right? Like, y'all know they do the old 365 Black.
Yeah.
But you notice how they only do it during the month of February, but it's 365 Black?
True.
You ever think about that?
Because it's heavy. It's definitely heavy.
Like what do you mean?
It's 365 Black.
But
like,
this month only. They put black people on the bar. The you know what I'm saying? Like the boxes for the burgers and shit. Like that's the commercials are like black people meet and eat.
Hold on. Do you remember the commercial where it was like that R&B singer?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I cannot remember.
I don't remember the word either.
Oh my God.
Spicy chicken. It was something crazy.
No. That's Burger King.
It was one with Mary J.
That's the one. That's
Burger King.
That's not the one that I'm talking about. McDonald's had one where it was like this black guy was in the rain.
Yeah,
and talking about what did he sing? My God.
Yeah,
you got a 10-piece, girl. Don't be stingy.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we were mad young, so I just find it funny. But then now, I'm thinking about it, I was like, oh, y'all really tried
like
to get
like, that shit made people
ass.
Go to McDonald's. Like, they got us.
Like, yeah. Niggas went and got a 10-piece and a sweet and sour sauce for this. They sold that shit.
Marketing is
it was great.
Marketing is a whole lot of racism.
You got to think about it though. Like back then, niggas was singing in the rain.
They were.
That was popping.
It was. You know.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think
you probably would have thought that was Usher.
That's why I'm like, is it dope or is it offensive? And then like digging deeper into it, I'm like, are y'all giving any money to Black History though? Or black funded things? Like, because they have some shirts and t-shirts and things like that over there that are like, you know, say like We Got Soul or like Soul or something.
Soul Plane?
Top 10
black movies ever.
Like, you know, like stuff like that on the t-shirts, but I'm like, these t-shirts printed just by a random Target people?
No, it
and
is.
Are they giving the money back to black
buying these shirts
funds
from black owned businesses?
They're not. That I know it's not because it's a Target brand that has things printed on it. But I'm saying, are y'all like being like, oh, so for these shirts, we're going to, you know, give some
donate
some money
HBCUs
to this cause or this fund or something like that? Because don't fake support. That's not support. That's just capitalizing off of the holiday.
That's what they do, though. right?
Because they know black people gonna go in there and buy it.
White people are a disease. They infiltrate. They make you sick. They corrupt everything. That's what they do. They're a disease. They infiltrated Africa. They just ruin everything. They steal everything. They kill the guys. They rape the women and the kids. Right? They take all your money, all your gold, all your diamonds. That's what they do. Cause they don't know any better.
It's in their nature.
It's in their nature. They're a disease.
That went a lot.
Hey, this the type of stuff they had on there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Let me see.
Definitely.
Oh, that shit is trash. That's not even fly.
Hero. They even had
They did have some black owned businesses on there, which I will be like, kudos to.
What was that, like the Cocoa?
Not the Steel Creek. Steel Creek got Coming to America up there. I was like,
I saw
Coming to America
had like some
that just tells me it's a company.
Hair products and things that are black owned companies. Yeah. So
I've worked retail, and when you have those end caps and stuff like. Like, the corporate, if it's something big, they send out a layout of exactly how it should look. So that just tells you how much Target cares about their representation of black history.
But the thing is, I'm sure they sent out, something saying that. But once it sells, and you just put They could have just done that. It could have just been that store, and they're like, oh, that's all stuff sold down. Let's put some other random black things over there.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. But
we just don't know what happened. Why it was like that. But, you know.
So... have we, as black people, since clearly everybody in this room knows better, everybody in this room knows why in the world would I go over to this place and buy these products knowing that it's not going to go anywhere towards anything black to help out any of us? Have we as black people, African Americans, lost sight of supporting black owned business financially?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's I'm not going to say it's impossible to do, but it's... it's damn near impossible to do.
Have you seen Killer Mike's
show? I was gonna bring that. I take because when Eric texted me this topic, shit.
And I still haven't. And I feel so bad. I thought that's where he had got it from
because it's basically
eye opening.
Okay, so Will, enlighten me about this Killer. Was it
Trigger Warning or something like
Trigger Warning on Netflix?
On Netflix.
Okay, so
first of all, Killer Mike, he's
president.
He's hilarious.
He is.
The show is interesting. I really can't. There's no way I can describe the show, and it'd be accurate other than to say expect the unexpected. Yes,
it's funny, but it's just like, damn.
It's like it's a little extreme, like maybe a little satire or satirical, but the points are valid. But basically, the first episode, because he lives in Atlanta, Georgia, he had a show in Savannah. So for 3 days up until his show, he basically wanted to only buy black for 3 days. So only going to black businesses using products made, from black businesses. So he pretty much everything that he was doing, you know, he couldn't go to a regular like a Walmart or a Target or something like that. So he had to track down a black grocery store. Get to the black grocery store, make sure the products were either, you know, grown on black farms or, you know, manufactured by black owned companies. You know, he has this one scene where he's at the strip club and some Asian chick is trying to dance on him. He's like, nah, I'm only buying black this month. I can't talk to you. So
what? Strippers?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's deep.
He was trying to keep the money.
And you really think about it. I mean,
but then also he was talking about, you know, cell phone. Like it was some cell phone company he was able to get a phone from to use for like 3 days. It was, I guess, a black guy or a black company made the phone.
I follow that dude on Instagram.
He couldn't find a car, so he had to take a bike. When he got to Athens, he couldn't find any black owned hotels, so he slept on a park bench.
What?
He went to the barbecue spot.
Right. Yeah. And then he was going to eat the barbecue, but then he found out they didn't get the food from black farms.
So it was a black owned business that didn't get it from a black owned farm. Right. So he decided, nah.
Right.
Wow.
So basically, the moral of the story is like he's showing how difficult it is to keep
really
money in the black community
though?
Because he was saying, I think money stays in like basically every other community. You can only buy in that community for like 2 to 3 weeks or something like that, he was saying. But if you only try to survive off buying in the black community, you could only do it on average for like 6 hours or something like that before you need something that you couldn't get.
Because that was that, because actually, my good friend CJ Wright, he had sent me a picture of, you know, how many days a white dollar, Asian dollar, and what was the other one, a Hispanic dollar, stays in their community. And literally, I think it's Asians have the longest. It's like 21 days that the Asian dollar stays in the Asian community. Yeah. Bruh, there wasn't even a spike on the chart for black people. Yeah. And that's crazy. That's nuts.
But they've robbed us of the real estate and the resources to have those kind of businesses in our community anymore.
This is true. So how would you all start supporting black business? Because me and Camille, like I said, we've kind of briefly had this conversation. And what I was telling her was certain, like, if a black-owned business, let's say it's black-owned everything, you know, from the resources that they bring into, the products, the people that own it, the people they're renting from, everything is black. But I go into the store, and it's like, unprofessional, everybody got an attitude with me, blah, 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 blah. Camille's like, you know, I'm still do it. I'm still buy from there.
What else I say?
That's what I'm about to ask you. Because, you know, you can speak for yourself. So, what else did you say, Camille?
I said, yeah, I'm going to talk shit, but I'm probably still going to buy from the black people. Yeah. But also, I want to make a comment about what you said about the resources, them depriving us of the resources and things of that nature to build those type of businesses. But also, one could argue, Asian people, they ain't from here. They ain't had them resources.
They come over here focused.
But also, they couldn't come over here.
They in school.
They
in school.
But also, they foster a community.
But, and I hate to get like super deep on it, but it's like, a lot of times, like you're saying, Asians are people that come from other countries. And I feel like even Africans that come from Africa, they have a like a sense of self, and they, you know what I'm saying, they kind of know their people. They come over here with a specific purpose. If you think about it, and like I hate to take it back to slavery, but slavery lasted, what, 260 years, I believe, 260 something like that.
Okay.
But
I thought it was longer, but
pretty much, you know, the black community. Yeah, American, yeah. But pretty much from that time period, you know, black homes were broken down, you know, black people's, you know, slave masters did a lot to put black people against each other. So you get out of slavery, you have like the Reconstruction period, which was supposed to help black people lift up, which eventually ended before a lot of black people. Right. So then you get to segregation. So it's like, in America, black people have only been free about like 140, less than 150 years.
Right.
So we've been free a short amount of time than we were slaves. So it's like a lot of those habits and things that like kind of came down over the years are things that like our generation now is just kind of able to work through. Because if you go back like beyond your grandparents, a lot of them, or like we're fresh out of slavery, you feel me? So it's there's a lot of things that we have to like kind of work through, and a lot of us are like the first people in our family to go to college or start a business or shit like that.
Yeah,
sure. It's systemic for sure.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I think the biggest thing is even in the modern day, you got to think about how it's designed, right? Like you can get incarcerated for crimes that are predominantly in the African American community. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a felon, you come out and there's no vocational programs. Facts. There's no work release for them because they make more money by you pressing bumpers and license plates in jail, and they don't have to pay you for the labor. Right. So I'd rather pay for this black man to live, and I feed him and I control him. That's why the schools are modeled the way they are. Kids eat 3 times a day. You control when they go outside. You walk them to the bus. You think they're prisoners. And they got an ass to go piss. Like
think about
it. It's deep, man. And you got to think of how you're conditioning them. Yeah, like you. And so when you get out of prison, there is no option for you, right?
Right.
Yeah. Felons can't vote.
And that's
so you can't even
go back to prison.
Okay.
You can't vote on your alderman, your mayor. Those are people that really fucking
But matter. What you were saying, how I was saying that about the Asian people, they don't have that. How I was saying the Asian people basically come here and they provide those, make those resources for themselves. It's the slavery it's in our minds. Right. It's the thing that the effects of the slavery is in our minds. It's things that we aren't fostering community like the Asian community, the Jewish community, and the people, those other communities that are so tight knit, and they flip their dollar because they are intentional to flip their dollar. Right. They're not going to the white people to go flip their dollar. I'm not going. If there's a place, if like we were talking about like doctors and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I'm saying I'm going out of the way to find the black people. Like, I'm going out of my way to go to the black business. And that's just how I was raised.
Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I definitely was not.
It's little things that, like, people do. Like, let's say I'm out and I'm hungry. I want some chicken. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to the local spot. Like, I'm not going to pull up the KFC.
True.
Like, if it's certain things that I know, if I'm going to go and get some fish, why the fuck I'm going to go to Showmars? I can go goddamn over to KC's and get right.
The ones.
Yeah.
Same difference. Okay.
So it's little stuff like that. Yeah, everything else.
But it's like we're talking about the Killer Mike thing. We don't have the places to go.
Yeah. Right. Like it's hard to find places. If you wanted to buy black.
True.
It's hard to find. Okay. Well, is it really
hard to find, or is it that just as black people, do we do enough research? You know, do we actually go find it when
it's the energy, man? Like black people come so dependent on white folks giving hand out. Like you can't, we waiting on white people to solve black problems, right? Like and you act surprised when white politicians don't care and nobody speaks about the black agenda and duh, right? Like obviously they're not. Like
I mean,
we don't give a damn about the EBT and food stamps. You don't give it. It's not reality. It's like just like how now, right? Like even some of the Democrats, like it was like earlier today they had the bills. It was a vote. Like 6 Democrats voted against it. These are the people we put in, right? Supposedly.
Right. So, supposedly. You know,
white folks not gonna give us nothing.
I mean, no,
they. You gotta think about like he was saying that generation before us. Mm-hmm. Like they was growing their own stuff and going to the farmers market, and there was the black barber shop, right? And like it was just a community. Like you got in trouble at school, even when that community was so many old people. Like, if I got in trouble at school, I got beat 3 times before I got to the house.
Who you telling?
Like,
right, because your family knew somebody. Right.
It was accountable. If I'm walking down the street, hey, you know, comrade, he's walking around outside. It was that sense of community, man, and nobody wants to be responsible.
This is true. So now that, because, I mean, we're talking like everybody's knowledgeable about what's going on. What are your solutions to this issue? Because I know that's an infinite question. Because you know, it's definitely technically, when you really think about it, is there really one? But what are some things that you can start doing in even in your daily lives that can contribute to the black community, like really giving back and really making it recycle itself?
The easiest thing for your average day. It could be working adult, college student. The easiest thing you could do is you need to interact with some kids that aren't related to you.
Okay.
Find a way to interact with some. That's like the, you know what I mean? Like, it's different. You're a working adult. You could donate. You could sponsor a family. Buy them a meal every month. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Like, and then obviously, if you got some real reach, then you start, you know, set up a program. Give them 10 turkeys, you know, whatever. Information, too. That's a big
thing. Yeah, I think, like he was saying, you know, as black people, we can't just wait. Of course, having other races help is important, but we can't just wait on a white person, Asian, or whoever to, you know, do things for us.
Is it important?
It's important just because of the fact, number one, we're the minority in America. So, and then also just the way, you know, things are set up, there's a lot of old, you know, big businesses, things of that nature, to where at some point, if you want to break into larger companies, you're going to need to know probably a white person or somebody that doesn't look like you, just because that's the way they traditionally have been. But I think,
oh my goodness. Speaking of segue, do y'all know one of the biggest songs of 2018 was Sicko Mode? And do you not know that the word cracker is said like literally, and nobody in radio has caught it yet?
I have no idea what they're saying in that song.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like, he literally says,
how do we feel about Travis Scott?
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Literally, the man, why can I not get lyrics? Like, I literally sing this song every freaking day because it comes on the radio every day, and I'm in radio. But he says something of the nature like, jewels be looking like they're fruits. Crackers wish they think it was a noose. Like, and I was like, so nobody has said anything. And it's amazing.
But even I don't think white people really care about being called crackers.
I was about to say, do they care?
It's not even about white people. It's just about, it's a racial term that just hasn't been caught.
Yeah,
yet.
But white people don't care. So if they're not
offended by it, then.
Then why?
It's not a curse word per se.
It's not. But it's definitely a slang, you know, slur.
Yeah. So, it's like when people, like, everybody's like, you got some real righteous people that's like, I'm not black, right? Like, black is the color.
So. Oh, you mean that girl from Dr. Phil?
Yeah. So it just depends, man. Like,
that girl from Dr. Phil is
true. I don't know, man. I don't think.
True. Some people are not offended by nigger, but.
Yeah, they're not.
Some people are not offended by that, so. I mean, I'm offended. If a white person calls me, I'm going to be offended. It depends on the context. It doesn't depend on the context if they're white. But.
Okay, so.
It's a no-go for me, too.
I mean, it depends on the context if they're black.
Yeah.
But if they're white, it doesn't matter what context it's in. I'm offended.
Okay, so this, I mean, technically it's all in the same realm. It's still technically off topic, the specific topic. But as a radio personality, I definitely get a lot of DMs of people, hey, can I get an interview?
People be sliding your DMs?
Bro, all the time. Like, and I'm only part-time. And I'm just like, okay. So, you know, I get at least 2 or 3 a week.
White person DM you?
No.
My nigga?
No.
My nigga,
I need an interview.
I wish that. Man, if you are of Caucasian descent and you want to get on to any radio station that I'm a part of, please do not slide in my DMs talking about, yo, what up, my nigga? Because it ends right there. But
that would be wild.
I had a PR hit me up and was like, hey, there's an artist that's getting a lot of backlash for a song that he made. And the title of the song is called Let the White Kids Say Nigga. And I was like, oh, this is real. And you know, I'm thinking, okay. as I'm reading, I was like, oh, this gotta be a joke. Okay. It's not. There's a whole video of, and I cannot remember the artist's name, but.
Is it in North Carolina?
I don't actually know. Like, I haven't done
it's
my research.
It's a white artist?
It's a black artist.
It's a black guy.
It's a black guy, and he's
vaguely remember the story.
Literally is in a, like, he has a Confederate flag wrapped around him. He has white kids in do-rags, and a white man in, like, a guy's brush, and got him in bandanas, and just, you know, they're just saying the N-word. Like, it literally goes, like, he'll be rapping, and then all of a sudden they're like, do some sort of squiggly thing, and then the white man will be rapping and he'll be saying the N-word. I'm like, you know what? It's a bit much. And I'm really contemplating, should I take on this interview? Because, I mean, honestly, if I really think about it, the way that I can play this interview, it'd be great for me just because of the controversy. But for what I believe, it's just like, should I let this person sit in front of me?
If you have the patience to handle that.
I feel like...
I think out of everybody in this room, I think I do. Like,
I feel like this, that might be sure. A troll, I mean, I don't though. Know like, him, but for me,
like,
yes,
he
no.
might just be doing that just solely, kind of like on some Kanye shit, like with the MAGA hat. Yeah. Like, true. That could just be a troll.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that.
Because I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think what really pissing me off is in a more, like, in a not a professional setting, but in a more professional setting, like, you're around white people that not necessarily friends, but, you know, these are people that are acquaintances, right? And that topic comes up by saying the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And they say nigger casually. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about the N-word, and you're a white person. Don't say, well, how do you feel about the word nigger or nigger? Don't know. What? Are you serious? Like, I don't know. And I just got, like, it happened to me recently, and I was just like, yeah, no, you got me fucked all
see,
the way
see,
up.
See, I've never had
Jerry
that happen at
ass
work,
be like, why
but that
you
did happen in
work?
A class one time,
yeah.
Like at Winthrop. Like, I can't remember what we was doing. Matter of fact, it was like me, T-Burner.
Oh,
God. What? And that's where it went.
Nothing is going to get good. Yeah, okay.
All right. I think her name Adriana was in there. And Don Gotti was in there.
Man.
And it was like Professor Clickers, some old ass, like 70, 80 year old mass comm professor. So it was something we was reading. or some shit like that, some article, and he was like, something nigger, and we all just kind of looked at each other. We was like, wait, should I, you gonna, what? Like, he ain't say it again, but like, we really kind of didn't know how to react. We was like, wait, did he?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I had that at Kohan when I worked there. We, like, everybody there is basically, when I was working there, everybody was basically black, even or of some sort of minority. Like, my boss, she's not white. She's Hispanic and Chinese and all that other stuff. Now, the only white people that worked there were two managers at the time. And one of them, he acts black. In my opinion, he's blacker than me, but he's never said the word around me. The other white girl, she's a white girl. Like, from head to toe, blonde, blue eyes. Love her. But one day, me and my coworker Denton, who technically isn't black, but because he's like from Belize or something like that. But you know, he looks light skinned, so we claim him. And one day, she has said something about, because that's my nigga, and we both look like, wait. I was like, did you? I went, like, as soon as she said it, I just turned my back, and I was like, did you hear that? He was like, yeah, what should we do? I was like, let's let her finish, and let's see if she says it again. So we turned back around, and what'd you say? And then she said it again, and I was like, no. She's like, what? I was like, are you not aware of who we are and what you're saying in front of us? I was like, you could lose your job right now, number one. But most importantly, you're not black. Don't use the word thinking that it's that cool. Like, that you're not the type to get the pass.
The only time that has happened to me in my adult life is at your birthday party.
Oh, she the only one that I give a pass to. And everybody, oh my goodness, I was so drunk. It was my 25th birthday party at my crib, and you weren't
there at this time. I feel like he came through, but
he did come through, but he wasn't there at that time. I mean, so when I tell you I was drunk by 10 o'clock, I was completely wasted by 10 o'clock.
When I tell you I had to leave after this situation, I was like, all right, it's been fun. You and your Caucasian friends.
I have a very eclectic collection of friends. You know, everybody's
I can see
different.
That.
You know, Shays. I bring a lot of people together.
So I do have a question.
Yes.
So as a working adult, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. and working African American adult, what is the appropriate way to handle that situation? What is the politically correct
way? It depends on who it occurs with.
Do you check them like in a professional matter, but you check their ass, but you keep it professional? Or do you flame that ass up?
It depends on where you're at work. Now, if somebody's at work, then it would be a professional flame, but it would be a flame.
You let them have it.
But in a regular setting, in that setting, I was like,
you can get these hands. $3.99.
I gotta go because
she almost got these hands. And think about it, is I didn't realize it. Like, no, like, I'm so, cause like me and her, like, we have a very we just have a relationship where I just never noticed she even said it. Like, it's just one of those things where, not to say that I gave, it's just one, I don't know, she's just cool enough for me to, for her to say that around me. Like, we've always said it to each other. Like,
I grew up with a white boy, man, and like he was like from the hood, like same, like he just from the muckle, man, and
that's
went around like back in the G, dog. He just had that kind of like left, like he had that kind of pass, like I don't know, and I don't know who gives out, who's writing the passes.
But the thing is, it's just like who was it? Chris Rock said.
Oh yeah.
You can say you what you do around you and your niggas is y'all business, but don't come over here around us and these niggas that you don't know saying nigga. Okay? Because I'm not your nigga. I'm not your nigga. And I was not her nigga. And she stepped all the way over the line because it's like you if Eric let you say nigga around him, that's you and Eric. Because you and Eric must be your nigga. But I'm not. And don't know white people that I'm cool with feel comfortable enough be saying that shit around me. So I
can say that
I don't have that relationship with
and
nobody.
Especially in the past like 4 years, like probably obviously longer than that, but these past 4 years in particular, nobody gets a pass. Like whatever white folk people used to sneak it in there like 4 years ago, 2019, you come on. Listen, no, there's no way. I got some light skinned relatives that's like mixed. Like, don't come around me for real. Like, don't come around me with that nigga stuff, dog. Like I'm live. Like, you, no.
Yeah.
No, man. You got to, no, man. No. Yeah. Hell no.
Yeah, she was good.
No.
And she was also, that girl, I don't know, that's your friend, whatever, but she was off base on a lot of stuff. But we was playing some game, and then she talked about some. What were we playing? Never Have I Ever or Two Truth and a Lie? I don't know. But she gonna talk about some. Never Have I Ever Been Stopped by the Cops.
Oh.
Like,
oh, you gotta relax.
That was no,
why
no.
Why would you bring that up in all this room? You're oblivious. What's
you
wrong
gotta
with
relax.
You? Are you dumb?
That was a different friend too.
That was at the same party.
That was at the same party, but a different friend.
Oh, two white girls, two blonde hair, blue eye looking white girls.
Even I was like, no, you should have seen it. And I mean, everybody in the room, my white male friends were like,
the energy shifted. Everybody was like, and then she's gonna say, it's a lie. I've never been stopped by the cops. I mean, like, I got pulled over once, but then, like, I just cried, and he was just like, okay.
And you know, Nicholas was like, shut the fuck up. He was like, even Nicholas is oblivious ass.
Everybody was like,
my God.
I try to make it a habit, like, especially at work, I don't talk politics, religion, and sex.
Oh, yeah. That's like,
my no-go.
Yeah,
like, I don't do, did you watch the news? I don't do, did you hear about the TSA? No,
not talking about it.
And I've been really cool with some of my coworkers, and I verbally had to say, we're not talking about this.
Yeah, no.
Love you, girl. We're not talking about this.
Not here.
Not here, not ever. I'm not.
You know what?
I always want to talk about it.
You
don't work in a corporate environment setting to be doing that.
You are correct.
I'm saying we ain't talk. Don't bring that up to me up in here, because if it gets heated, it's gonna get heated. It's gonna get heated. And I don't want to have,
because like, especially with that, like when Trump and Hillary, when that election was coming up, they wasn't even saying like nothing specifically racist or nothing like that, but it's like you could just tell by the way they would talk about Trump or Hillary. Not to say I was in favor of Hillary or whatever, but like, I was like, I'm not even going to have this debate with y'all, because this is going to go somewhere
that you don't want me to go with.
Right.
You.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to go there, and then I'm going to look like I'm in the wrong.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there.
The new racism is a denial that it exists, and it's a lack of accountability for it. Right? Like, white people think they get a pass because, oh, well, my parents didn't teach me to be racist. I went to school with black folks. No, but they didn't teach you to love black people either.
Right.
They didn't teach you to appreciate black folks. Like, the fuck? Like, what you mean?
This is, you know what? Being in, I guess I have an extreme example of that. Because I was in a relationship with a man that was taught not to love black people.
He's dating a black guy.
You know, he's dating a black guy.
Wait, he was taught not to?
Literally, his father's a racist. Like, and his father is half Indian, but his father is racist. He does not like black people. His mom came around to it, you know, eventually. But recently, he got into a car accident, right? So me, ex or not, love him still, went there, made sure he's okay. And the first thing when I called him, he was like, hey, I'm okay. You don't have to come. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm already halfway there. Like, I'm coming. Like, I know you're fine, I guess, because you're talking to me. Like, you don't sound hurt. I'm coming. And then the second thing he says, well, my dad's coming. And we both know what that means. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. So in this situation, I'm like, I know I'm going to be the only black person in this group setting.
A room full of racists.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, not because Nicholas isn't a racist, but a room full still. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna be prepared and be like, you know what? I love your son, and that's the end of this conversation. Like, racist or not, there's nothing you can do about that.
Did it get spicy?
Actually, it did not, and it's crazy. That's the one thing that kind of was
focused on him being hurt.
True, but they were also
calling you a nigga after you left.
That damn nigga. Oh,
can I finish? Thank you. So, you know, we get to the hospital. I got to the hospital around like 10 something. Didn't get home until 8 something. It was a lot going on that day. And we had, because Nicholas was in a complete back room for half that time. And I had to sit there with his parents. Now, me and his mom, we're cool. We've had multiple conversations in the 4 years that we dated. Now, his dad never met the man until tonight. And for some reason, he really enjoyed our conversations. Like, we had a lot of conversations about a lot of things.
Probably now, was like, damn, this nigger isn't too bad.
Can you shut the fuck up?
My bad, go ahead.
Thanks.
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, I do got a question, and this is going to sound like it's not related, but I'm just curious, and I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah, I'm sure you're
no,
not.
No, but okay, because a lot of older white people that don't like black people, they also don't like gays.
He hates the fact that, no, we're gay.
Okay, like, okay, that's what I was going to ask.
He can't stand it. Okay. But the one thing that I'm saying in this situation that I do know, like, and not to sound cliche about this shit, but there's just certain things that can bring folks together, and the love of a certain person can do that. Yep. Like, being what, no matter what you are, racist, not racist, black or white, things like that, when certain shit happens, you know, it's perfectly fine to talk about those things because you can. Like, if I want to talk to his dad about certain things now, I can. Because Nicholas, and you know, I was thinking just like y'all, he's probably going home talking mad shit about me. And Nicholas, like, when we got home, that's the first thing they talked about was you and how you stayed there after I broke up with you. And I was like, didn't talk about I was black or nothing like that? He was like, no, Eric, they were thoroughly impressed with you and they were wondering why in the fuck I dumped you. And I was like, well, at least they know you're stupid now. But hey, it is what it is.
I think one thing to keep in mind, though, is that white people, they are conditioned to get that information, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if we're at war, right? And I don't know anything about you, right? What you're doing, what you're planning, what kind of weapons you're going to use, what you're building, who do you worship, where you work, right? I don't know anything about you. How am I prepared to defend myself against you? And I don't know anything about you. So if I tell you everything about me and my likeness and who I am and what I believe and how I think, now you know more than me because you know what you do and your intentions and you know mine. So just keep that in mind. That white people, they're always probing. That's what they do. They've been probing for years to figure out how fast black people are, how strong we are, right? That's how far back it goes. Until now, all these state tests and shit, they're not teaching kids stuff. They just want to know, well, how much do they really know?
True. I mean,
stay woke, man.
In summary, still don't trust them.
Don't trust. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but
No, I'm not saying that either.
You
but
stay home, man. You know, people probe and they want to know. Like, people want to know what you're thinking.
I don't feel like I was probed. I just felt like we had casual conversations about different things.
Just like sales, they make you feel comfortable.
Oh my god!
Just saying, man.
Technically, you really think about it, today's podcast was two different topics. So these people are getting
these crackers.
Oh,
this is what we talked about. How McDonald's is getting paid off of Big Macs.
Oh my god!
Big Macs and black folks.
Big Macs and blacks.
Target selling cocoa butter for the low.
Okay, so my last question for this podcast is: as black people, and getting back to, you know, making the black dollar again, how do we put the black dollar back in our community and get that 21 days? Like, how is it possible? Do you think it's possible? Can we do it?
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not likely. I think, and the reason I say that is because kind of like the era we live in, it's like, but back in the day, like kind of what he was saying earlier, a lot of, yeah, you had a few rich black people or a few well-off black people. But even then, a lot of the black people, you know, they got the term like nigger rich or hood rich or whatever. Like, even the black people that were doing well, you know, they would, you know, like my grandmama, she used to, you know, grow a lot of her own food or whatever. She had like a little garden. So a lot of times you still had to stay within the community. But now it's like, you have so many black people on different levels now to where before everybody kind of had the same goal as far as being treated equal or wanting their kids to be able to go to school. But now you have black people who could do well without any of that. You have black people, you know what I'm saying? You have very rich black people like athletes, doctors, etc. You have black people like upper middle class, lower middle class, poor. So it's like it's so many different, like, I don't want to say levels of black people, but just economically, our goals aren't the same. And in America specifically, economics is kind of what's going to drive, you know, people to make a change or kind of, you know, do things differently, in my opinion.
Okay. Okay. I understand. So, Camille, what do you think about it?
I think, like I said, I was raised to go to black people whenever black people are an option.
Okay.
So I feel like everyone should have that mindset. Like, I feel like even though it's inconvenient sometimes, mm-hmm. It's your job as a black person to support black-owned businesses, and it's also your job to tell them when stuff is not all the way together and call them out on it.
True.
And it's also your job as a black business to provide exemplary business. It's your job to not be slack and not be one of those black businesses that shows up when they want to and don't come in half the time. It's your job.
Pet peeve.
It's your job to do
pet
that.
Pet peeve.
So
like, when I tell you, accountability is definitely like the biggest issue with us. Even it from looking at like athletes, right? Like Zion Williamson, given mm-hmm. Spartanburg, he went to Duke. Imagine if he went to an HBCU. Could you imagine? Jay-Z went to this fool game the other day. Like, could you imagine the attention and the revenue you pulling in the black community just by going to an HBCU? But the information, and nobody's accountable because we just preach and we speak so poorly on ourselves, man. Information is a big part of it.
Information is a huge part of it. Because investing in yourself literally is, you know, putting knowledge to you.
Just in terms of the black dollar, like, with both of them, like they said, like, you got to first find the businesses, but then you got to find the ones that are worth me investing. Like, if I'm feeding my kids, like, I can't just stop at this ratchet spot. Y'all got, like, a B-minus on the door. Like, I need them to be healthy tomorrow. Like,
true that, because I ain't stopping at nobody. I got a 90. Man. Literally, I don't even like stopping if it's got less than a 95.
One thing I saw Killer Mike was saying, like, if you could put $50, $20 to $50 a month in a black bank account.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to do it.
Okay, so why not just, like, we keep saying, you know.
One United is one,
by the way. No, what I'm saying is, like, you know, we keep saying we're going to put money into black businesses. Why not have a business that puts money into black businesses? You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know. An investment company?
Yeah.
I'm sure there might be one. I don't know. I haven't done research on black, you know, investment companies.
There are definitely black investment companies. I went to the Black Enterprise Summit.
You did?
Last year. Last year.
Oh. That is dope.
It was here in Charlotte last year. So it was hosted in Charlotte last week. Last year, I mean. And I went there, and there were definitely some black investment companies there. And I mean, they're like angel investors that will help you financially with your company. And there are plenty of those. You just have to look for them, and you just have to have a business worth investing in.
Because like from my standpoint, a lot of things that I do on a daily basis is just creating something. Mm-hmm. And that's what I hope to be. In general, I hope to be a resource for others. I want to create my own type of environment so that when I go up, everybody comes up with me. Literally, and then I can recycle that on and on and on until everybody's fed in some shape, form, or fashion to either where you can be, you know, you can either work under me and do is like that, or B, I'm feeding you enough to do your own thing, you know? But I always think the solution to giving to black businesses is to create your own black business that can give to black businesses. It just makes sense to me.
Right.
It just makes sense. And sometimes I don't, when I'm listening and when I'm reading, I don't see that as a solution. And I'm just like, why? I'm thinking in my head, why does that come so easily to me?
Well, you got to think. Everyone's not a business person, so they're not business-minded, right?
True.
So one thing we don't need is people who aren't businessmen by trade out here. Opening up these slack-ass restaurants and shit. Like, that's the problem now, right? Like,
that is a problem.
People who just know how to cook.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Just because you know how to cook doesn't mean you should open a restaurant.
Grandma fish plates don't mean y'all need to open a spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how it works.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Part of it is that, and it's just there has to be more of them. It's opportunity. It's a little bit more. It goes deeper, right? Like, you have to have the opportunity. You have to have the information. Like, you need to be talking about financial literacy.
That's huge.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That's a big thing.
Black people don't know money.
Black people don't know money at all. Yeah. Like,
that's the biggest issue.
How to grow money.
To open a business, you got to know money.
You do.
And we don't know money. So people that own businesses and own these realty companies, and go back to the local whatever, community center, whatever, and do a class. Right? True. Teach the kids how to read, teach the parents how to read. Fuck.
And then especially, credit, like, my bad to cut you off, you know, with starting new businesses, like, majority of the time a new business isn't going to be profitable until like the first 3 to 5 years. Like the first few years you're going to take a loss. So
exactly,
I think one reason it's more difficult for black businesses is because we don't have as much money, A, in our communities, and B, we don't really, a lot of us aren't used to having money and aren't used to managing our money well to know, okay, we might have to take this, you know, 2 to 3 year hit here, but, you know, 5 to 10 years down the road.
So what you're saying is we don't play the long game. We don't even see the long game.
I think some of us don't see the long game. A lot of us can't afford the long game.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely.
That definitely makes sense, because this year, a goal of mine, because every year, at the beginning of the year, I try to set certain goals. And I'm just interested in investing, because, you know, it's just something, like, literally, I was just going through, because, of course, my phone has way too much shit on it. So, you know, I'm getting this, got too much storage, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting rid of apps, and I just happened to look onto the stocks app. And I was like, I don't understand shit about this. So it's an app on my phone. Why don't I know shit about it? And, you know, I know stocks are good, bonds are good. You invest, you know, you can really get paid off of this type of shit. So let me learn something about it. Literally, I see YouTube as a visual library. I'm a visual learner. Why wouldn't I just type in some shit like how to invest for beginners and just really look up some shit and see what works for me? And when I really thought about it, the guy that I was looking up, he was like, he started at 18. And I was like, okay, you started at 18. But he was like, you know, as long as you do it before you're like into your 40s, you should be good. But I was thinking, why in the world didn't I start it at 18? You know, but that's because my parents didn't teach me that. You know, what my parents taught me was, save money.
Go to work,
go to work, get a job, save money. That doesn't grow money. Mm-mm. That doesn't grow money at
That's
all.
That's the black way, though.
It is the black way. And not to say that, I mean, but it's the black way wrong. Because, like, when I really
it's
think
not
about
wrong,
it.
But we, historically, we just couldn't afford to invest.
Yeah, it's
money.
Like, true. A lot of times that's all we knew.
But that is true. But there has to be somewhere in history, because I don't want to speak factual information for something that I do not know. But I have to do my research more onto it. But I know there has to be somewhere in history, some black slave had to invest in something to, you know, and had to have certain knowledge of, and
did,
made his family grow.
Mean, but not black slave, black person after they were
freed.
Person.
Okay, yes.
Because if there was a black slave, they invested, you know,
well, that's
everything,
what I mean.
But didn't get any returns.
Okay.
But yeah, because one thing with investing too, and like I'm still in the beginning stages of learning, but like, it's very risky for anyone to do. So it's like you have to spend a lot of time doing research in companies, you know, saving your money up, and kind of also picking good times to invest. Like right now isn't really the best time to invest, just because like they're predicting that we're going to be in another recession in like a year or two. So it's all about timing, strategies, things like that.
I think the when you talking about like black people and knowing money, and you just have like, you got to think 70s, 80s, these black people make this mass exodus up north, and we're going to open up like laundromats in Harlem and restaurants and like little speakeasy juke joints and shit. But a lot of times, because you invested so much money up front, you had to hustle out of it and do the gambling and do the drugs, because how am I going to recoup? The kids still got to eat. I got a nest egg for us, but we still got to eat.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, you're not born into wealth. Like Trump said, you know, he got a loan from his pops, a little million, a little quick million.
Exactly. Yeah. And he said,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
you know, we can't do that.
Yeah, no, that's that.
There
was
is
not,
no,
when you have a million
household
to start, the starting line and the finish line are very far away from our starting line and finish line.
Exactly.
At 18, like, nigga, I don't go to school, military, you can't stay here. You got to go do something.
Right.
Like, that's the, like, you can't, you need to go, no. Yes. You're not going to.
Yeah. But I really, because the first thing that I learned, especially with investing, is to invest in yourself. And if anything, you know, Andre 3000 said it best, you know, stacks your cheese so your kids can have some cheese. And the one thing that I really, really, really want to focus on when I start having my own children and things like that, I want to be able to teach my children how to invest. I think it's important, because I think my parents did an awesome job raising me, but I also think, you know, they could have taught me that. But the thing about it is,
they didn't
know
teach.
That. They didn't have that to teach.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know better. So I think the first thing, you know,
knowing better, doing better.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's the first thing to do in order to put the black dollar into the black community. Because it's just like people are really thinking, you know, well, black dollar, you know, they're literally thinking just money. It's beyond money. Like, yeah. we're talking about money, but money is not the wealthiest thing that you have. The thing that makes money is the thing that's the wealthiest thing that you can have. And that's your mindset. So I think that's the thing that needs to be put into the black community to make the black dollar back to the black dollar, if that makes sense.
That's true.
I got you.
It's just so much, man.
It's a lot.
Well, man, it's just like you.
It's like, phew.
But you got to think about all the people that's in like a more street environment, too. Like, you got those people that they're not going to go to college and be able to make a business and invest. Like, I don't know, man, so.
I mean, but realistically,
it's a lot of the underworld stuff where white folks are really making the money, like drug and stuff. Like,
true. I mean, technically,
buy black.
I mean,
don't shop with the white folks. Crap.
Oh my gosh. White man, the master of hip hop. So,
what?
You never seen the Games video? Wouldn't get far. Mm-mm. Oh, well,
I didn't get that reference.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I missed it too.
Oh, yeah, I hate when that happens to me.
I didn't like it.
So, if you, especially to our listeners, go back and watch "Wouldn't Get Far" on the Game featuring Kanye West. Literally, they
no,
do like,
no. I'm not doing Kanye right now.
Oh, what? I wasn't gonna say nothing, but I was like, we done talked
me,
all of
thanks.
This black empowerment shit, yeah. And then Kanye come
I'm
up.
I'm good on the Kanye.
Okay, well then, never mind. So,
Kanye came on the radio the other day. I turned the whole damn radio off. I didn't just change the station. I was like, fuck it, I can wait about 5 minutes and then just. I want to listen to this station, so I just.
Damn.
Oh, yeah,
is that deep?
It's like that.
Man, I try, man. I know I'm pathetic, but that's my man.
Y'all can dismiss R. Kelly, though.
I mean, Kanye West didn't go around raping bitches. Like, he didn't go around enslaving hoes. Oh, no, excuse me, not hoes. Excuse me, young women. Like, he didn't do that. So, let's not compare the two. Let's not do that.
R. Kelly was
Kanye
found not
West
guilty,
is crazy.
By the way, back in the day when R. Kelly was in trial, he was found not guilty.
We know.
All right.
But
not to have R. Kelly's defense.
Oh, my God. I'm.
No,
Will, what's
but
about,
this is what
Will,
I'm going to say.
Please think wisely about
R.
what
Kelly's
you're about to
say. R. Kelly's been a piece of shit ever since we've come to know R. Kelly.
Literally. Aaliyah, piece of shit.
Okay.
He's been a piece of shit.
Been a piece of shit. Kanye.
It's just crazy.
But.
He's literally just crazy. That's it. There's nothing else to it.
I'm not going to say he pretended to be, or maybe he just tricked us, or maybe we fooled ourselves as black people. But we thought he was one thing. You know, for the black community, you know, wanting the blacks to do better, build ourselves up. And then he completely did a 180.
He's a sellout.
People change. I don't think that he was perpetrating to be, you know, who he was before.
Exactly.
I think that he changed.
He just sold out.
I mean, yeah.
You're making it seem like Kanye West wasn't those things. Kanye West definitely was those things. But then certain things just struck in his life that he couldn't handle. That whole, when his mom died on the operating table, that struck a nerve, and he just did not come back
from
that.
This is going to sound really bad.
Oh, why do y'all do why
you
don't you think about
it.
What you about to say?
I did, and I don't care, but I'm just prefacing
people
it.
People die every day.
Listen, though.
Really do not say that.
But listen, God forbid, right?
God forbid.
God bless him and his family. I get it. By all means, I completely understand it. But people have gone through more traumatic experience. That's not an excuse for the ignorance.
I didn't say he gets a pass. I'm not saying it's an excuse. But
you got chaps out here that's more righteous than Kanye.
I dig it. But who are we to say what happens to him is of a certain degree? Like, how he handles things is how he handles things. Like, you might be able to handle a certain thing that I will not. But there are certain things that I can handle that you cannot.
But on that. On it.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's the issue.
That's Kanye. The issue. He doesn't own it.
He doesn't own
people
it.
People who are crazy are not going to acknowledge that they're crazy.
He's fucking nuts.
He is fucking nuts.
He's lost his mind.
But if I'm going to say anything, him losing his mind isn't going to stop me from listening to his music. He didn't do
anything. It's not really the crazy stuff. I knew once he moved to the compound with the Kardashians, he was fucking crazy.
Well, I mean, everybody knew that shit.
But
he was gone.
We still haven't gotten past slavery was a choice. Okay? Like, Twitter and social media might have forgotten, but no.
I didn't say anybody forgot, but I mean.
Yeah, it's just like anything else.
He did apologize for it.
Yeah,
he did apologize. But my thing is
for somebody like Kanye to pretend like he doesn't understand what's going on and doesn't understand how he's impacting people. I think something's wrong with him.
Okay, there is something wrong with him. My point is, we're not going to do on this podcast is compare Kanye West to R. Kelly. There is a degree here, people, okay? Kanye West has never pissed on anybody on a video. He's never been to trial for allegedly raping young women and still having these young women in his home. He might be nuts.
Now, the new ones are like 19 and they like sign waivers.
Exactly. That's
so who's at fault there?
Who's at fault where?
Listen, the little girls and shit, it's disgusting, right? It is terrible.
You know what? I
Sparkle
love
need
how,
her ass
you know what?
The parents
you
need their ass
are really,
hold everybody
how
accountable.
You're missing the point here. You're missing the point here.
What's the point?
Like, you are focusing on each individual. I'm talking both entities. It's not the same. You can't compare the two. You cannot. And I don't want you to.
The little girl versus the older ones?
We're talking about Kanye West.
You can focus on one or the other.
No, I mean, I don't care for either one.
That's your opinion.
You can't be like, y'all still support, y'all will cancel Kanye over R. Kelly or either or. That's what? Not the same.
Same thing, because this
man is spewing crazy talk, and this man is out here raping people. Those are two different
things. Is Elvis Presley the king of rock and roll?
I know where you're about to go.
Is Elvis Presley the king of rock and roll?
No.
Who's the king of rock and roll? It's not Elvis? Elvis isn't like a legendary. He's not the man.
I
don't actually know who's the king of rock and roll, to be real.
No, it will probably be Elvis.
Probably be Elvis, right?
Probably.
His wife was 13 when he married her.
Okay. So because of the
generational difference, it's cool. But it's still not cool to me. You get what I'm saying? In the 60s and the 50s, they was marrying 13-year-olds. That shit is sick.
Stop defending R. Kelly right now.
It's disgusting.
I don't like young women.
And you knew
so
he was gonna do this? No. You knew this is his point.
Yeah.
You trash. So my great grandma, she got married at 13. Okay. She was married at 13. She had her first child at 13.
That's disturbing. I think so too.
But at the same time, that was how it was back then. Like once you were considered an adult, you know, kids go to work in a factory or a mill or in the what's it called? The mine.
So it was less disgusting because they had a 9-to-5.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying
men
is
men have been foul and filthy for all of eternity.
That's all I'm saying. They've been trash.
Men have been trash.
R. Kelly's a nasty nigga and Kanye is crazy forever. There you go.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Men have been trash for forever, and it's your job as a man to not be trash.
Don't be trash.
I think it's disgusting. I think that shit is nasty.
It's your personal choice whether to be trash or not.
But these adults signing these waivers, they standing in corners down in Atlanta and shit. That shit, they need to listen.
We weren't going to talk about R. Kelly.
Oh, you're right. Okay, we're done here. My bad.
I don't have the emotional bandwidth to deal with that.
The emotional bandwidth.
Hey, right. I like that. Emotional bandwidth.
No, Camila's mad creative with the words now. She's be walking around saying words and be like, man. Oh, I get that. Like, yeah. Very witty. Her vocabulary is fairly colorful.
The world is wild, man.
That is nuts. Well, thank you all for listening to the Kelly Show podcast episode number 5, where we talked about an array of things from the Black Dollar,
a whole lot of black shit,
you know, Big Draco, Ariana, Kanye West, Chris Brown. There was a lot to talk about. I want to say a special thank you to Camille and Conrad for coming through on episode 5. Give it up for these folks. We do appreciate you. And shout outs to me and Will for not going back at it on this episode. Like, we didn't do it once, except for at the beginning. Like, we didn't do that at all.
It wasn't the time for it today.
And you know what? We came together.
There was a couple times I could have let a couple shots off, but I was chilling.
And promoting black positivity and brotherhood and community.
There you go.
Amen.
UNITY.
UNITY. Exactly. But, of course, so Will, where can they follow you at?
Twitter, Instagram, everything at She Will for Will.
All right. Conrad, where can they find you at?
Oh, everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, whatever, Comrade Hayes.
Okay.
Twitter, two live, at 2LiveQ.
2LiveQ. Low-key, it's a legendary name. It is. I've always loved it. Soon as he came out, changed that to his Twitter handle, I was like, damn, this shit go hard. And it stayed that way. Camille, where can they find you?
You can find me everywhere at The Cam K Way.
Okay. And of course, you can find me at The Kelly Show. That's TheKelleyShow. We thank you for listening, and you all have an awesome rest of your week. We'll be back.